Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Joel Labava, our friend for 16 years, longtime Brain Trust member, the franchise king. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. His book is called Become a Franchise Owner. Joel, thanks again for being here. What's your advice? We've been talking about Some of the crazy stuff that's going on right now in the marketplace, period, but especially with the franchise world, the franchisees. I can only imagine what some of the franchisor headquarters is looking like right now, trying to deal with their all their little chickens around the country. You know, their franchisees that they right. most of them probably love up, you know, and take care of so good. And yet there's many of them are struggling. Many franchisees took the Paycheck Protection Program. Good for them for doing that. So, Joel, what's your advice to people right now going forward in terms of franchising? Should they wait? Should they do more research? What do you think?
Well, I've come up with some opportunities to look at. If you're interested in a franchise, I would, instead of focusing on a location, for instance, I would focus on franchise businesses that have been allowed to remain open. Mm-hmm. So these are franchise businesses or any business that provides a need and not a want. For example, a food franchise that offers delivery, takeout, curbside. Mm-hmm. Like a Domino's, for example, they're already positioned. They've been positioned for years to do things like no contact sales where people are paying ahead of time with a credit card. I mean, you can order online. So franchises that have proved that they can remain open during this pandemic is something that folks should start thinking about looking at now.
I know people who have been getting groceries delivered during this period who say that they're not going to go
groceries.
Back. They're not going to change.
Right, right.
What you're talking about is going to be like it's going to be like Uber.
Right.
When I get in an Uber, I just say good morning, and I tell them, and they already know where I'm going to go because I've already texted them where I'm going to go. And then I get out. Maybe we chat a little along the way. Then I get out and I say, hey, good job. I'll give you 5 stars. And no money changes hand or anything. I just get out and it goes on my credit card and up pops up the review. I give them 5 stars and life is good. We're going to do the same thing with our groceries, aren't we? And other things,
right? And food. Another category that is worth a look. Things that deal with in home senior care. Because not only do the senior care franchisors, the good ones, already have a lot of important safety measures in place for their employees and for their patients and clients. But senior care, they have to remain open because less people are going to the hospital, less people are going to in-person doctor's appointments. Right. So senior care providers in-home can really provide a lot of things.
Anything telemedicine going forward,
not effective.
Right?
Yeah.
Anything telemedicine has got to be pretty important going forward. And folks, look, all we're doing, we're just throwing out ideas for you to think about.
Right. Just ideas.
Don't write a check on what we're telling you to do. We're trying to just forecast some things based on, you know, you put our two years of experience together, you got probably close to a 3/4 of a century. So this is just our perspective on this.
That's old.
No, you're really old. You're most of that. Go ahead, Joel. Finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was going to say was they are suggestions, but what I'm offering is for people to start looking at businesses a little differently and thinking about how they can find a business that will stay open, during a pandemic.
Yeah, I wrote down pandemic proof.
Right, which I have on my site, because that means that they'll probably stay open through almost anything.
Yeah.
And instead of recession proof, make it pandemic proof.
What I want to before we wrap up, I want to ask you if we are in a process, if we do think if for those who are down the road and they just are going to go ahead and make the decision, they're ready to pull the trigger because that's happening.
Right.
Should they negotiate a little harder? Are there better deals out there to be had right now? How should they be trying to negotiate?
I would only negotiate. Well, first of all, it's not really when you buy a franchise, there's really not a lot to negotiate. But if there's one that requires a location, that's where I would negotiate on. And that's where I would tell the franchisor, there is no way that I'm going to pay prime money for real estate right now. Mm-hmm. And you guys, because you have a real estate department, need to really work on finding mm-hmm. something that's a lot less money. Mm-hmm. Or else I'm not going to be able to really run the business because it's too unpredictable.
Right. But the location you were going to put it in, if you were thinking about a franchise downtown, you might want to think about a franchise in a location in the burbs. I really think that's a
in
future
the burbs.
I really think that's a future thing, is less urban business going on. I don't know. I got an idea that's what's going to happen. TheFranchiseKing.com, is that right, Joel?
Yes, TheFranchiseKing.com, where all the answers are, I hope.
There you go. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me. 2,000 times all
you gotta do is remember my... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.